Ministry Focus. This is Steve Nolt. Christ for the world we sing. Christ to the world we bring. And doing it, well, they've been doing it for a long time. I'd like you to meet Ross Weidman, who's Director of Development of BCM International. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. So good to be here.
What is BCM International?
It stands for Bible-Centered Ministries International. The BCM logo came out of our founding, which originally was Bible Club Movement, founded in the Philadelphia area many years ago.
Bible Club Movement has had an awful lot of effective leadership among children, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and it began with Bible clubs in the Philadelphia area and just has grown. We want to see a place for these children to go to camp in the summer, so camps arose. And then from camps, we saw the children grow up and need leadership. And so churches began to be founded and planted and born, not only here in the United States, but around the world.
Bible Club Movement changed its name to BCM International. Why?
Well, according to our beliefs and many evangelicals, the Bible is really the foundation of what we believe, and it's where we turn to for all of our value setting, and it has to be central. As opposed to any other book where people are basing their lives on philosophies or new ideas in the world.
And so Bible-centered ministries, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It centers what we believe and what we teach and what we believe about mankind. I mean, you don't have to look around the world too far to see that there's evil and things in the world that need to be corrected. And we believe the Bible has the story that corrects that.
Praise God. The president of your organization is with us as well, Marty Windle. Marty, how long have you been president of BCM International?
Good morning, Steve. I came to BCM International in 2006, January 1st, so I'm in my ninth year now.
And going from this small Philadelphia-based organization, you're now worldwide.
Yes, we are in over 50 countries globally.
How did that start? Who was the first person to move out from Philadelphia to a foreign country?
I think the best way to understand that would be to go back to our original name, Bible Club Movement. We were a movement of volunteers who moved into areas as God provided opportunities. We would have in the neighborhood of anywhere of 5 to 10 volunteers for every person who was a missionary, and that same model works today as well.
I'm impressed with the concept of a note that was given to me, 780 missionaries, and most are nationals. Now, have they an outgrowth of clubs that you've started or missionaries who've gone and to adults? How do you get the nationals involved in this mission organization?
We have been about indigenous work no matter where we work, and the nationals have been pretty much a natural outcropping of that philosophy that the best person to reach a culture is someone from that culture, which would bring us to the point of 780 missionaries. About 95% to 97% of those missionaries are what I would term birth nation missionaries, someone who was born in the nation that God has called them to minister. So we enable them in any way we can, not only through resources, but also through sending expat missionaries to work alongside them and under their leadership.
You called them birth
nation missionaries.
Birth nation missionaries. I like that because they understand the birth language of these people. And is that difficult then for you to send an American to these countries? Do you still look for that?
We still look for missionaries from all over the world. We not only send Americans and Canadians, but we have, for instance, Peruvians that have come to the United States. We've had Peru go to Ecuador. We have Indians that go to Nepal and Myanmar. We do a lot of cross-cultural missionary engagement together with the nationals, but always on their invitation.
Ministry Focus today, talking with gentlemen from the BCM International, started as Bible Club Movement, and is now worldwide. Marty Wendell is president, and as you look at the field, White Unto Harvest, you've been saying that the people that you're meeting are now coming to be missionaries. What is special about BCM International? Why does it stand so tall for all of these years and is still growing?
Probably the most unique thing about BCM International is they forget that it's about them. We're about reaching men and women, boys and girls, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if this is the best medium, then praise the Lord, we'll ride that wave.
That's exciting. And a man who's involved in the excitement of actually talking to the people who go, at least I think that's what you do, is Joe Dukes, who's vice president of personnel. Does that mean you're in the wave, getting wet with the people who are leaving and coming?
Yes. Good morning, Steve. Yes, I have been involved in the North American side of training people to go cross-culturally or to go to ministries within the U.S. As missionaries with BCM. But also, our tagline is reaching children and developing churches worldwide. So we're looking for people who are involved in wanting to reach children and people who want to be involved in training people to work with children, and also those who are wanting to establish churches where there may not be a church already established.
How young children are you looking to reach? Do you have kindergarten classes?
We do in some parts of the world. In fact, in the Philippines, we have a ministry where there are kindergartens that have been raised up for the purpose of training children at a young age to know and to love and to obey God. And that's been our focus. Is 85%, it's said, of those that make a decision to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior is done by the age of 14. So our desire is to reach children as young as they're able to understand, and before they get that opportunity to get into other things, they have the opportunity to hear the Word of God, come to faith in Jesus Christ, and then want to live for Him.
So if I'm listening right now and I have a desire to be involved and I really like children, how do I get in contact with you?
Well, first of all, I would hope that you would have that call on your life because God has impressed that upon you, and it's recognized through your local church, and it's recognized as that's what God has designed for your life ministry. And from that, we would want to be able to really then encourage that and see just where God would place you. In some cases, people come to us with a desire to minister in a particular country, and provided that we have that country focus as well as a ministry there that is looking to have additional workers, we certainly would want to encourage that. We want people to be right where God would want them to be.
If I don't know that, though, and I'm looking for some help, are you in that position as well?
Yes. I've had lots of conversations with people where it ended up directing them not necessarily to BCM, but into ministry where God is going to be using them to utilize their gifts and abilities that He has given them, because that's what we're about, is wanting to see people be right where God would place them and use them most effectively.
How do we contact BCM International? Do we have a website?
Yes. It's, of course, www.bcmintl.org. Short for BCM International. And at that website, you would be able to see about the ministry of BCM, learn about it, as well as even on there, if you wish to be involved, there is a simple preliminary application that people can fill out. And from that, we then would evaluate that and work with that individual as to what God has for them.
Vice President of Personnel, former missionary yourself to...
Yes, sir. Yes.
Where have you been?
My wife and I spent 26 years in England. It was interesting because I did not initially feel that that's where God had called me, because I knew the language, so I thought. That's a very different
language. English language.
Yes, yeah. The English language is very different. The British humor is very different, and the British lifestyle is very different. But yet God made it very clear that that's where He wanted us to be, both my wife and myself. And part of what we went through is what I really see. I wish we hadn't have gone through, but I know God had a purpose for it. And that's why I would want people to be effectively prepared for cross-cultural ministry. And yet God used us there in reaching children, working with churches in both established churches and also church plants that were undertaken there that we partnered with various organizations to accomplish.
Joe Dukes from BCM International. I'm going back to the president for just a minute. Marty Wendell, you also have been on the field, quite a few of them, I gather.
Yes, I've been involved in missions. I was in the pastorate for a while, but I've been involved directly in missions for over 30 years. Worked for 17 years with the Gospel Missionary Union in Bolivia, South America. And my current position takes me to pretty much all of our 50 countries at one time or another.
So just as Joe was saying, God prepared him for where he is now, you would attest to that testimony as well.
I would. You never know what the next step is, but you can be assured of the fact that God's getting you ready for it.
We're also talking today with Ross Weidman, involved with the development of BCM International. Talk about your missionary involvement as well.
I've spent my life in working with nonprofit organizations, colleges, and retirement communities, but what has attracted me to BCM has been the quality of professionalism in the organization. But as I began as a student at Philadelphia College of Bible, my first assignment as a Bible college student was with Bible Club Movement in West Philadelphia. The man that trained me was Dr. David Haas. And as I came to BCM here in the last few months, David was still there and still training and still working hard in that behalf. So I'm seeing myself at both ends of my life here being involved with Bible Club Movement.
I want to go back to something that you said, Joe, previously about people coming to you and saying they want to go to a certain place. I don't want to discount that as God's direction. But at the same time, I think all three of you are giving us the testimony that when you come to God with an open hand and you turn it around so you can't grab whatever falls out of it, you go further.
I would agree. I think that's the concept I was getting at. I hesitate saying this, but in my first few months back in the States, ended up actually seeing several couples that we denied coming through our orientation because there was not that support of their local church. So there, at that time in their lives, there was not the recognition that they were being prepared for what they thought they were to do. That doesn't mean that God did not use them or God did not prepare them for something else. But it's more important that you're following what God has for you and obeying that than it is being a missionary.
And that starts with today, right
it
now.
It does.
This next moment, denial, the word, the spirit, the step, instead of saying my goal is my momentous decision is now.
Jesus said daily, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. We were to take up our cross and follow him.
So we're really talking about commitment, aren't we?
Yes, it is. And with that commitment will come suffering at some point, and I think people need to be aware of that. And that suffering can take various forms, but that's nothing compared to what Christ did for us on the cross. And we have that privilege, as Paul said, you know, that I may win some. And that purpose of following him wherever he leads is never going to be the wrong decision to make. It's always going to be the right decision to follow him.
BCM International, searching the world and moving now, according to President Marty Wendell, into Mozambique and the Congo. Brand new area for you, right?
Yes. The Congo, we've been involved in Congo working together with AIM for many years. But we're recently moving into a new agreement with the Congolese church to see how we can provide assets for them to do children's ministry.
So it's the children's ministry that is your focus, really?
Yes, the 414 window that Brother Joe mentioned earlier, where children between the ages of 4 and 14, 85% of everyone who accepts Christ does that at that age period, mm-hmm. is where our sweet spot is in the Congo. And so we will be working there. We are working there, training at present, and we'll continue to do that. Mozambique, I will be there this time next week visiting with our church planters. We have two young men who have planted 6 churches in the last 2 years, and this will be the first time they've been visited by North Americans. So it will be a first for them and a first for me as well in that country.
You speak the language?
Mozambique is Portuguese. Yo hablo español, pero no hablo portugués. I speak Spanish, but not Portuguese.
Gross gutas. We need to talk about a banquet. Ross, tell us about a banquet, because I want to meet these guys face-to-face, and I'm sure most of you will be there, maybe not Marty, if you're on the field someplace.
Well, we're trusting Marty's there because he's first on the program for that night. But it is an opportunity to see what God is doing through BCM around the world. We will have presentations there by people from our various fields. We will focus on camping for a little bit. We have 4 camps in New York State that we operate, as well as 2 here in Pennsylvania, Camp Streamside in Stroudsburg, Pocono area, and also Sankinac just south of Pottstown. And those two directors of those camps will give a glimpse as to what summer is like. What I've found to be unique is that the majority of the campers come out of urban settings in Philadelphia where they cannot afford to go to camp. We work with social service agencies to place children that want to go to camp for the summer. And for instance, at Sankinac, they actually teach environmental issues from a Christian perspective in creation. And there's also a unique educational opportunity there, as they have a building on the grounds that was part of the Underground Railroad. And so we teach a little bit of American history in that aspect of the world. So those two gentlemen will give reports, as well as slides and other things. And then one main focus towards the end is the focus on a beloved brother who passed, Dr. Viruchi Delavai, who was director of BCM in India and Africa, Asian area. And the man had a phenomenal ministry of personally baptizing 100,000 new believers in Christ, as well as starting 17,000 churches. And the ministry and the gospel has just grown, and the church has been built tremendously as a result of his ministry.
Where is this banquet and when?
It is being held at Yoder's in New Holland, and everybody likes Yoder's for some good food, and they have a great facility there, and it's May the 2nd. The doors will open at 6 p.m. at Yoder's on Friday, May the 2nd.
Do you want people to make reservations?
Yes, they can. They can go to our website and make a reservation there. And there's a little button at the bottom of the home page they can click on and register online, or they can call the office and talk to us there.
What is the number of your office, the phone number?
The number is 560-9601.
560-9601. One more time.
560-9601.
And on the website, it's BCMINTL.
Correct, .org. Yes.
BCMINTL.org. May 2nd, first and foremost, BCM International at Yoder's in New Holland. It gets underway at 6 in the evening. Gentlemen, a final word to the world from you would be what? President Marty Wendell, how would you address the world with what you're doing and what is available to them?
I suppose my advice in that regard would be, know what God wants you to do and do it without hesitation, knowing that people need to hear about Jesus Christ and what he's done for them.
Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Martin Wendell, officially president of BCM International, thank you for being here today. Joe Dukes, the vice president of personnel, as you see those coming to you for commitment, how do you address them, and what would be your parting word to those who are leaving with the thought that they might want to get involved?
Well, I would say that, just as Marty said, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ and making him known, and determining that that's what I'm going to do with my life, whatever God calls me to do, I will be his witness where he places me at every time I have that opportunity, so that he would be glorified, because ultimately that's the chief end of all men, is that we glorify God.
And it comes down to that personal involvement with the living Lord, doesn't it?
It does.
Thank you. Our Vice President of BCM International, Joe Dukes, also Ross Weidman, who was here to tell us a little bit about the banquet. One more time, Ross, what is the date?
The date is Friday, May the 2nd, 2014, 6 o'clock at Yoder's Restaurant in New Holland, Pennsylvania.
And they can check on the website at bcmintl.org, right?
That is correct.
Thank you, gentlemen, and blessings with BCM International.